Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, as I know it is yours as well. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. And it's good to have our new friend, Dr. Tim Irwin, with us. Tim is the author of Run with the Bulls. He has consulted with companies all over the place, all over the world, helping them put their best foot forward. He also has worked with and in many organizations, many larger organizations, mostly some of the top Fortune 100 companies. And he also is managing partner of Irwin, Inc., which these guys are psychologists to business. And he's our new friend, and he's with us now. Tim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Okay. Now, most people have heard about the running with the bulls in Spain, right?
Yes.
Was it Pamplona? Is that the...
Pamplona, Spain.
Yeah. And you actually went over there and did this, didn't you?
My son was studying in Spain and told me that he wanted to run with the bulls, and I thought, you know...
And you said, I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking?
Exactly. And I said, William, I'm going to come over and keep an eye on you. So we did this together. And at the end of this, I had been working on a book proposal, and I said, this is a great organizing concept because this describes what the workplace is like. I mean, it's whether, if you have a job, you're running with the bulls, whether you want to or not.
Right. Well, exactly. And it doesn't matter whether you're working for a Fortune 100 company or if you're working for a small business, whether there are two employees and you got a dozen customers, sometimes it feels like people are trying to run you down. If it's not the competition, it's your customers or maybe your own business.
Absolutely. And there are lots of things in our jobs that make the work difficult. I mean, it could be a lot of companies are talking about downsizings, and we all have had a bad boss, coworkers that are out to get us, outdated IT systems. There are all kinds of bulls in our work life. And the key, Jim, in my experience, is to run skillfully. Otherwise, you're going to get trampled.
Well, how do you do that? What do you consider to be running skills?
I have had the privilege of talking with over 10,000 executives over the last 20 years in various interviews, and in the process of talking with them, I've been able to distill the essence of what separated the ones that were truly successful from the others that faded into obscurity. And the ones that I think really stand apart are the ones that have three basic characteristics: commitment, character, and competence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the book takes those three characteristics and really builds those out. But fundamentally, that's what separates the great from the mediocre.
So you believe if you can understand, you call it the 3C model. If you can understand those 3Cs, commitment, character, and competence, you believe that that's the way to stay ahead of the bulls.
Absolutely. It's the way to run skillfully. Now, there are a lot of details here, and as my sons like to say, who both play college football, they like to say, Dad, football is simple. It's just not easy. And that's how I feel about these three characteristics. It's simple. It sounds simple, but it's just not easy.
Well, let's talk about the first C, commitment. What does that have to do with staying ahead of the bulls and running skillfully?
Commitment is one of those basic characteristics that I think we have to decide that we are going to work for significance. You know, there's so many people out there who dislike their jobs. In fact, some of the studies tell us that 85% of people out in the workforce dislike what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the fact that we spend 50 to 60% of our waking hours at work, that's a pretty dismal characteristic.
That's a lot of unhappiness, isn't it?
There are a lot of people listening to you right now who are driving to work and saying, man, I can't stand it. Work is a penalty box between weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so commitment, finding meaning in our work, is one of those most important steps. A lot of people are working for money and not for meaning. And yet the people who really run skillfully with the bulls, the people that run wisely, find a way to be committed and to find meaning in their work.
See, this is one of the reasons why I believe that the 21st century, and I've been saying this since the 20th century, The 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. More and more people, because of technology, because of the way the marketplace is evolving, more and more people are able to find commitment and make a commitment to their own business.
Absolutely.
But here's the shocker, though. They're running away from the bulls that they that they had in their employment, and they don't realize, though, when they get to their company, this company that they own and that they get to make all the decisions on, there are bulls there too.
There's no question, and I think I agree with you that I think this is an exciting time to be at work because a lot of people are finding ways to get out there and be entrepreneurial, but there are problems.
Let me interject this, though. To me, the key is not to be running from something, but to be running towards something.
Absolutely. And the fact is, though, as we're running toward the arena, and that's where William and I were running in this event in Pamplona, we were trying to get to the arena. But the bulls were running along beside us, and we had to run skillfully. There were people who didn't do that. They told you what to do and how to do it, and there were people that would get knocked down repeatedly. I show this on my website, by the way. We actually have a video of William and me running with the bulls, and you can see this guy just get plowed over three times in a row.
Wow. What do you think he just won't? You know, some people just won't listen, will they?
Absolutely. You know, the third C that we mentioned a few minutes ago is competence. I mean, you can be committed, but you've also got to be competent. And this particular guy didn't pay attention to the instructions. He didn't follow through, and so he got plowed over, and it's amazing he lived. Incidentally, that website is www.runwiththebulls.net. It's a neat video to watch because you can actually see this happen right
there. There's something about that that just transfixes you when you see this. We got about a minute before we go to a break. How closely did you come to getting gored?
You know, we were running up the hill, and I was not paying enough attention. I mean, I was just trying to get up to this place. We had said, we're going to get off to the side and let the bulls get past us. And I had no idea how fast the bulls were. Bulls can run.
So you wanted to run. You didn't want to run with the bulls. You wanted to run behind the bulls.
Well, I wanted to run beside or behind, exactly. So if you see on the video, my son actually looks over his shoulder at the last minute, grabs me, and pushes me out of the way. And so, again, what I found, it's a wonderful metaphor for what the workplace is like. And the key is running skillfully in and behind and around those bulls.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to get Dr. Tim Irwin to help us understand how to be committed, have character and competence in our small businesses. Remember, we got to run toward things, not away from things. If you're starting a small business because you're running away from something, that's not a good idea. Find out what you want to do and run toward that. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other resources that are there just for you, including our blog. It's there as well. Dr. Tim Irwin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, and it's a metaphor for you and your professional life. And Tim, give us the website and tell us where we can find the book.
Jim, the website is www.runwiththebulls.net. It's not .com, it's .net. And there's some wonderful free downloadable resources on that website, including, by the way, an assessment. A free online assessment that generates a 25-page individualized report. It just emails it right back to you.
25 pages?
It's an amazing resource that's designed to help people understand where they score on the qualities described in this book, and then it gives developmental recommendations for anything that you score low on.
And that's free.
Absolutely free.
Thank you for that. Runwiththebulls.net, ladies and gentlemen. And the book is available wherever books are sold.
Absolutely. Well, there's a link on my site to Amazon, and that's an easy way to get it.
All right. That sounds good. So commitment, character, competence. We've talked a little bit about commitment and a little bit about competence. What about the character issue?
Character is the cornerstone. We've seen so many failures of character in recent years There was a CEO of a company, a famous company not long ago, that was found to have lied on his resume, and he was fired by the board. But, you know, a lot of times the compromises of character that we make are small ones. I mean, that's why some companies will fire somebody for lying about a $25 expense item on their reimbursement statement. Have a company, I have a client that gives what they call a $5 honesty test. They ask somebody what their college GPA was, and then later that day they call the registrar of their college, find out what the person's actual GPA was. Nobody knows their GPA down to a hundredth of a point, but there's a big discrepancy. They're saying, hey, if a person's going to lie about this, they're going to lie about other stuff.
Exactly. Very interesting.
Confidence is really, I mean, character is the second C, and it's critical.
Well, and also in business, you know, we're not judged by our character when things are going well or when we're not tested. We're judged by how we behave when things aren't going so well.
Absolutely. You know, I say that character is a little abstract, and so what I like to think of it as trustworthiness. And it's like a bank account because we're making deposits in our trustworthiness account all the time, but it's also easy to have a big overdraft by lying.
Right. One of the things you talk about in your book that I like is what you call critical success factor 7. I've forgotten how many success factors you have. I know there are at least
seven.
I knew there were at least seven. But this is on change, and you talk about the ability to change. Can you talk to us about that for a minute, please?
Absolutely. You know, these seven critical success factors are not skills in the sense that we think of technical skills. They're the underlying factors that make us really successful. People don't get fired because of a lack of technical skills. They get fired because they don't have these seven critical success factors. And one of the most important ones, this last one, is the ability to change. Max Dupree said we cannot become what we need to be by remaining what we are. And a lot of your listeners have come out of large companies and started their own businesses. They've become entrepreneurs. And there are a lot of things that are different about running your own business. And stepping up and mastering the forces of change is critical. And that's what I talk about in this 11th chapter, is how do we go through personal transformation? I think all of us long to be different in some way. And that's really what this last chapter is about. It details the steps. And most of us, by the way, Jim, have to change as a result of an emotional wake-up call. That's the first thing. We really realize that we're not what we need to be. And the question is, how do we get to what we do need to be? And that's what I talk about in this chapter.
Well, if you're a small business owner, if you go from being an employee to a small business owner, that's a pretty big change.
It's huge.
It's exactly right. And where I see small business owners getting stuck in the change thing is they fall in love with what they do, but not only with what they do, but how they do it. And in the 21st century, it's okay to love what you do, but you cannot fall in love with how you do it because that's going to change.
Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. By the way, one of the other free resources on this website is a beautiful color illustration about how we change. It goes through these basic steps of what we need to do. It's a great model. It's something you can put on your wallpaper of your computer or put on your refrigerator, wherever you want to. But it's a wonderful reminder of these things that we have to master. And I've found in the last 20 years that change is happening at an accelerating pace. And
that's the problem.
If we don't keep up, we're going to be irrelevant.
Well, see, the thing is, that's what's gotten everybody so excited and agitated these days, Tim. It's not that change is different. I mean, change has been with us forever. The problem is, or the challenge we have, is that the velocity of change is where the challenge is, isn't it?
It's coming at us faster every day, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down whatsoever.
No,
I find that, you know, this is, again, it ties back to this metaphor about running with the bulls. In order to run skillfully, you've got to be able to change how you do things. You've got to be able to be nimble and quick and to stay out of the way of the bulls.
Which is another reason why I think the 21st century is a century of the entrepreneur, because that's what we do best of all. We're the nimble ones. We're the quick ones in the marketplace, folks. But we got to be able to be that way. We have to do that. And that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of these big companies want to do business with us. But we have to be able to deliver. Tim Irwin, Dr. Tim Irwin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of the new book, Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. Tim, will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd love to. It's been great.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. And thank you for that. That's runwiththebulls.net, folks, where you can get that free assessment. Thanks for that, Tim. We appreciate it very much. Quick break. Right back with Stephen Shapiro. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.